Texte numéro 23. Ethical eating should replace gluttony as one of the seven deadly sins. We need to update the seven deadly sins. Take out gluttony, what's wrong with the odd bit of gorging, and replace it with ethical eating. Noble foodies who refuse to pollute their bodies with what they view as evil grub are far greater irritants than compulsive cake eaters. Ethical eaters are everywhere. There's the veggie army, those meat haters, which seems to grow every year. Vegans are on the march too. In 2006, 150,000 Brits were engaged in the daily self-flagellation that is a plant-based diet. Today, 550,000 are. Trend analysts believe that social media plays a major role in coaxing naturally carnivorous humans to switch to leaves and nuts. Then there's locavores, who only eat foodstuffs harvested in a 100-mile radius of where they live. Didn't we used to call that protectionism? If ethical eaters think it's good to prop up local industries by shunning the juicy, sun-dappled fare of dirt-poor African or Latin American farmers, then they and I have different takes on the word ethical. There's the fair trade and organic lobbies, who want their every bite of chocolate and sip of coffee to come from the warm glow of knowing that the Africans who produced this stuff didn't use pesticide or big machinery and instead put their backs into it. And let's not forget freegans, who only eat food that has been thrown away, as a protest against capitalism or something. They scavenge, basically, even though they're mostly middle-class grungies. In fact, if ethical eating has any tangible impact on the world, it tends to be a bad one. Reports show that some African farmers stick with organic natural methods because they know there's a market in Europe for that kind of thing. And experts have pointed out that fruit air freighted from Africa often has a smaller eco-impact than the same fruit produced in Britain, because to produce such stuff in our unsunny climate, you need a lot of technology and electricity. So locavores could be harming Mother Nature more than the eco-unaware mum who gets her fruit from Kenya. Ethical eating, if you'll forgive me for getting a bit sociological, ultimately speaks to the shrinking of public life. Feeling they can no longer reshape the world itself, people turn inwards and become obsessed with their own bodies, with keeping their tiny selves morally pristine. And so the body really does come to be seen as a temple, a thing we worship at, a thing we sustain with good, fair, decent sacrifices. It conforms brilliantly to another of the seven deadly sins, pride, where we care more about puffing ourselves up than about either enjoying life or thinking about how life might really be improved. Adapted from The Spectator, September 2016.